Hello, Detective. I didn't hear you come in. Mr. Body always liked to tell me about his conservatory, but I never had the chance to see it with him. Thought I'd take the opportunity to finally wander through his unique collection while I waited for you. It's a bit of a mess. Seems the gardener left a wrench behind when he last tended the plants. Apologies if it's a bit hot in here for your liking. Much like Mr. Body's plants, I seem to thrive in a warmer, wetter environment. Oh, do I seem calm? Well, Detective, as you likely know already, I'm no stranger to death. And one thing I have learned is that getting too emotional makes these kinds of things incredibly difficult to navigate. Yes, of course I'm surprised that Mr. Body is dead. Truly, it's the last thing I expected at his housewarming party. But getting worked up about it at this point isn't very helpful to you, is it? And I dearly enjoy being helpful. Do you mind if we walk through the conservatory while we talk? Such a gentleman. So, the inspector mentioned this is your first case? Oh, don't misunderstand me. I'm sure you're very qualified. Just because it's your first time doesn't mean you won't be good at something. Take my first marriage. I think I was exceptionally good at being a wife, and I'll likely be good at it again someday soon. Oh, yes. Tell you about the evening? Before I came here, I spent the morning doing my version of networking, Pilates, and brunch with the other political wives. They think I'm a bit of a charity case now that I'm a widow, but I don't mind. Keeps my hand in the game, so to speak. Then Professor Plum called and offered to escort me this evening, so spent the afternoon getting ready. It's very important for a woman to look her best at these things, you know. How do I know the professor? Well, Detective, politics and academics do cross paths quite a bit. That and we share an interest in old, dead things. History, of course. He's far more invested in it, but I've been working on my Latin. For example, this pretty bloom here. Do you know what it is? That's all right. Most don't. This is Aphrodite calycanthus. Looks a bit like a scarlet magnolia, doesn't it? Lean into it. Tell me what you smell. Apple? Very good, Detective. Its scent is so subtle, most people can't place it. It's intoxicating, no? Oh, you want to know about my relationship with Mr. Body? Well, Mr. Body was a dear friend. He and my husband were quite close, and when he passed suddenly, Mr. Body was right there. He's a very capable man, but no, we've never had a sexual relationship, if that's what you're asking. I came tonight as a favor to Professor Plum, mostly. Mr. Body had taken an interest in his work recently, and I wanted to support him. Professor Plum is planning an expedition to some exceptionally exotic locales, and I'm interested in joining him for my own studies. Mr. Body was considering funding the expedition, at least he seemed to be, before Miss Scarlet rudely interrupted their conversation. And Mr. Body brushed off that clingy vine quickly enough, but then his attention was elsewhere. Now, this plant here, surely you must know this one. Oh, Detective, if you plan to solve murders as a career, you really must learn about its history. This pretty plant is belladonna, one of the most toxic plants known to mankind. Ingesting it can interrupt the nervous system. Oh, you've heard of it? Good. And now you'll recognize it. Belladonna wasn't always associated with death, you know. Legend has it that Cleopatra used it as a love potion. Isn't it funny, Detective, how things can be both light and dark, used for good or evil? It all depends on the hands in which they find themselves. Personally, I've always enjoyed the way the moon shines off its glossy berries. So tempting, aren't they? So, tell me, detective, are there any other flowers you'd like to see tonight? I have so much more I could teach you, and you seem like you'd be an awfully good student. Oh, don't worry about the others. They're all tucked away in the house, worrying about their own silly little alibis. Tell me, are you a good detective? What do I mean? Well, a good detective watches his subject carefully. He studies them, interpreting their reactions to different stimulation. For example, I've noticed that you've been staring at me all evening, looking at my lips when I speak. And when I get in close to you and press my breasts against you, your breath hitches. And when I run my hands down your chest, over your cock, I notice that it's quite hard. Would you call me a good detective? You know I'm very observant, made a career out of knowing what people want from me, and knowing when to give it to them. Would you like me to give you something? Maybe a particularly good memory to take home from your first case? Oh, I'm sure you'll solve this one. It's not that hard, is it? Unlike this incredibly hard, throbbing bulge in your pants. I tell you what, detective, why don't you and I have a little fun, and I'll give you a little hint after that might help steer you in the direction of the real killer. Just a theory, just a thought. I get something I want, and you get something you want. Well, perhaps two things that you want. Lucky boy. So, do we have a deal, darling? I'll give you a hint after you show me what a smart detective can do in a quiet, dark conservatory. Good boy. Now, lean back against that table. No, I'm not going to touch you yet. I'm going to watch. Do you like the sound of that, detective? Touching yourself for a beautiful stranger? I thought so. Now, be a dear and do exactly what I tell you. First, run your hand over your cock. Harder. Very good. That's it. Tease yourself for me. Does it feel good, your hands rubbing over the cloth? Yes, nice and slow. Just like that. I can hear your breathing getting heavier, you know. No, don't be shy, darling. Look into my eyes while you touch yourself. There we go. Don't look away. I want to see exactly how desperate I'm making you. That's it. Keep rubbing yourself for me. Are you feeling needy yet, pet? Do you want to show yourself off to me? Let me see your face as I finally allow you to touch yourself properly. Very well. Let's see you put on a real show. Undo your belt. Now, unzip your pants. There you go. Look at you not touching until I say you can. Such a good boy for me. Now, slide your hand inside and grab your hard cock for me. Wrap your fingers around it gently and start stroking up and down. Just slowly at first. Really work your way from the base of your cock right up to the tip. That's it. Spread your precum all over your shaft for me. Yes, just like that. Nice and slow. Feel the pleasure slowly building as you stroke. God, you sound so good for me. Those little noises you're making are driving me crazy. Now, chase that pleasure. Speed it up a little bit. Not too much. We want this to last, don't we, Detective? There we go. Yes, grip yourself a little harder now. Yes, just like that. And watch while I start to pull this dress up, inch by inch. Watch the silk slide up, revealing more and more of my thighs, higher and higher. Now, stroke your cock faster for me. That's it. Do you want to see what's underneath, Detective? Say please. Good boy. That's right, darling. There's nothing underneath this dress. Would you like to see how wet it's making me, watching you play with yourself like this? I'll let you get a closer look at my pussy. But first, I want you to get yourself right to the edge. That's it. Don't come yet. You can do that, can't you? Stay right on the edge for me. Just like that. See how hard you're trying to be good for me. You take orders so well, darling. I love a boy who does as he's told. I think you deserve a reward. Do you want to watch me play with my pussy while you touch yourself? Yeah, I thought so. So don't be shy. Watch me. Watch my fingers. Slide along my pussy. See that? Fuck, I'm just dripping from watching you stroke that pretty cock for me. My clit is throbbing. That's my good boy. Stroke faster for me. That's it. God, you sound so pretty. Fuck. I love seeing your cock twitching and pulsing like this. How does that edge feel? Oh, you wanna come already? But you haven't even banged yet, darling, and that just won't do. Come on, stroke yourself harder. Faster. You can do it. There it is. That's the look I want. Absolute desperation. Pure need. Do you need me, Detective? Need my permission to tip over that edge? I bet you want to come right now. Do you want to finally erupt and cover this silk dress in your cum? Yeah. Oh, I'll let you. But just not quite yet. Now stop. Hands off. That's a good boy. No, we're not done playing. Quite the opposite. Come here. On your knees. Between my legs. There we go. That's it. God, you look so good on your knees for me. Do you want to touch me, darling? You know the rules. Say please. Very good. Those manners will get you far, Detective. Now, give me your hand and... That's it. Slide your fingers over my clit. There we go. Get them nice and wet. Now, take your hand and rub all that wetness around the tip of your cock. Yes, just like that. Run your fingers all around the head. That's it. Keep teasing yourself. Just like that. Little circles. That's it. Keep going. Oh, I know, darling. It's not enough for you to come like this, is it? But that's okay. Because I don't want you distracted while you lick my pussy. Would you like that? Getting your mouth on my wet cunt? Yeah. Then use your words. Tell me how much you want to eat my dripping, wet pussy. Good boy. Since you used your words so nicely, you can have exactly what you want. That's it. Bring your head closer. Give me that beautiful mouth. Oh, fuck. Keep stroking that pretty cock while you eat me out. Oh, yes. Don't you dare fucking stop. Yes. That's it. Fuck. Right there. Oh my god, yes. Lick me just like that. Oh, your mouth feels so good. So hot and wet. Oh, fuck yes. No, don't stop. Yeah, just fuck me with your tongue. Oh, fuck. Do you like it when I curl my fingers in your hair and pull like this? Just shoving your tongue deeper into my pussy? Yeah? Do you like a little bit of pain with your pleasure? Such a good boy for me. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, watch me. Look up at me with those beautiful eyes while you feast on my fucking pussy. While you drown in me. Can you see how good you're making me feel, detective? Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. Oh, God. You look so good on your knees. Your tongue buried deep in my pussy. My hands in your hair and your hand on your cock. Getting yourself closer and closer to the edge for me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, keep fucking stroking yourself for me. That's it. Oh, just like that. Oh, yes. Oh, are you watching me? Studying me? Pay attention, darling. Use all the clues at your disposal. Oh, fuck. Oh, use your mouth to take me apart. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, you are a quick study, aren't you? Oh, you're getting close, darling. I can see it in your eyes. How desperate you are. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can hear it. And your needy little gasps against my pussy. Oh, you want my permission to come? Yeah? Oh, you can come when I do. So, get to work. Use that tongue And watch my face. Mm. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Mm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, do you see the signs, detective? Oh, fuck. Oh. Mm. Oh, can you see my skin flushing? Feel my thighs beginning to shake? Can you feel my fingers tightening in your hair? Oh, mm, oh yes. Oh, that means you're on the right track. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, don't fucking stop, darling. Mm, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, make me come all over that beautiful tongue of yours. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Mm, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. No. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. It's your turn now. Fucking come for me. You've earned it. There we go. Come on. Look at me while you tip over the edge. That's it. Come with your mouth on my pussy. I want to feel you moan into me. Come on. Oh, God. You sound so good like this. Mmm, fuck. Yes, good boy. Yes, there we go. Mmm, oh, yes. Fuck. You did such a good job for me. Look at the pretty mess you made all over yourself. Well done, detective. Hey, take a deep breath. Come back to me. There you go. Center yourself. Look at me. Good boy. Is your head clear? Yes. All right. Take another deep breath for me and remember, good detectives pay attention. Mm. There we go. So, do you want your hint now? You've more than earned it. Very well. Mr. Body is playing dangerous games with dangerous people, smart people, wealthy people. What happened tonight, I don't think he expected. I'd take another look at those invitations and see if there isn't something that doesn't quite belong. See, it hasn't quite clicked yet. Maybe someday you'll understand death well enough to respect its design. I hope to see more of what you can do in the future, Detective. Do keep in touch.